authors properly. Dick Lupoff did the second article. And did I say that? Does that sound familiar to you?
No.
I don't remember. But the title is also very interesting because it was something like the alchemy, the hieroglyphs or something like that, right?
Hagiography. It was alchemy, hagiography, and hieroglyphics.
Yes, and it's like the music of Frank Zappa is a type of initiation into some type of mystic, mystery, illusion party.
Right. Yes, the... I don't remember reading this. You know, I didn't read... I thought I was reading the other article, and I was reading the first one again. But let's not worry about it. Let's do this.
That's why I was asking you, are you being an alchemist?
Yes, I think I was. I got
distracted. But repetition is very important in music. And replay. Very important in learning.
Okay, this is the part. I don't know if I read this part. The literary content of the inserted monologues and conversational clips is treated as if they were words to a song, songs without music, with a consequential contribution to the overall social statement of the albums. Zappa as social historical. We didn't hear that, right? I didn't read that before.
No, there was a similar idea before.
No.
In how the spoken word is part of the composition, the music, all the comments.
Yeah, I didn't say this. Here's another sentence.
No.
This is... His music fuses musical ideas and themes with a type of music verite of real-life recordings of giggling, acid coffee clutches, and car freak soliloquizing on the art of customizing. Sort of like half the sentence I read before, and the other half... Sorry, I wasn't full. The other half I didn't. I'm blipping out halfway in through sentences. The conversation... The conversation sound
you're reading in a parallel world.
Right, watch this. Just watch how I go out. The conversation sound loaded, but Zappa's excursions into ultimate reality are masterpieces of editing. The telephone call on "We're Only in It for the Money" or Jimmy Carr Black's repeated introduction. These non-vocal, singing, non-musical elements are used as music in much the same way that Eric Satie used the aircraft engine, the dynamo, typewriter.
You read that.
Yeah, I remember that.
And rattles in parade before the First World War. Yeah, I read that? The musical.
Yes,
well, I did not understand.
It's a very important idea.
Yeah.
It's the music of the
rock. The musical value is located. Yes, the musical value is located as one of. It's one of dynamics, in much the same way as the erotic passages in Henry Miller's Tropics give the books attention and flow, humor and seriousness. I only read half of that sentence before. I flipped out. The literary content of the inserted monologues and conversational clips is treated as if they were words to a song, songs without music, with a consequential contribution to the overall social statement of the albums, Zappa as social historical. His use of songs without music extends into his productions of Wild Man Fisher and, of course, Trout Mask Replica by the great Captain Beefheart. At the other end of his usage come such selections as The Usher at the Royal Albert Hall in London, to be found just before Valerie on Bert Winnie Sandwich, where the sound texture has an emotional value rather than literary, suggesting a mood. Now, I remember doing Zazie. In his film, Zazie Dans Le Metro, Louis Malle parodies his earlier film, Les Amants, by using the same overhead shot of the couple and string quartet soundtrack. I don't remember the second half of that sentence. The difference in Zazie was that it was beat it up, and Zazie was running around the couple in circles, thus changing the whole meaning of the scene by altering two elements only. I remember one-third of that sentence. Zappa does likewise with a nightclub, easy listening version. Zappa does likewise with a nightclub, easy listening version of Take Your Clothes Off When You Dance on Lumpy Gravy, thus elevating recorded music from reproduction as it was, little time warts and plastic, chronicling the event, raising it, elevating it to an art form, complete with self-criticism and parody within the bounds of its own medium. Definitely remember reading that several times. Right? I did read that one. This element has been done less consciously by the Beatles as ever when they tag She Loves You, Yeah, 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 on the end of All You Need Is Love. Zappa uses it rather more meaningfully when he strips the early rock and roll triplets of their themes and reveals them naked and trembling, bereft of nostalgia by a weird time signature. All that really remains is a time-date tag and the inherent power of a particular note formation. It is not surprising, therefore, that Zappa does not use electronically generated sound. If he did, his electronic sounding pieces would lose one of their most important elements, that of an approximate time reference, referring to 1956, for example, on every note and phrase. Definitely I read that before. The juxtaposed time references are essential elements in the structure of these pieces and are not limiting to the rhythm, are not limiting to the rhythm or melody's concern. In manipulating the medium itself, he's looking over his shoulder, and he can see that it's getting good in the back.
Yeah,
then,
I read that.
Jesus, this is a... What is this?
This is a loop, deja vu, deja...
I'm in a loop.
Deja
écouté,
deja écouté.
The hookahwapala, that Mexican monster. What's that thing, the chapaluca, chupacapa? I don't get it. 31. There's two pages. Yes. And like, I turn the page and there's this whole section.
Can you hear me?
There's a whole section here.
Yeah.
Hey, Bart.
Thing?
Welcome back, Bart.
You're in the final world and every time you turn the page, it's the same text.
I've been listening, but
again and again.
This is the part where you're doing it over and over again until the elements become unstable.
Ah, yes. That's the alchemy. But it says the archetypal theme. Frank Zappa is like the alchemist. They would repeat the same process or experiment month in, month out, often for many years. Now, I already read that, didn't I? Until the materials they were working with became so unstable that they developed new properties. You just said that stuff. And one day, Gerald
is a fringe episode.
Frank is working. Yes. Frank is working with a set of themes, the same old ones he always uses. He just gives them new names now and then to confuse you. I read all that. I just have to continue anyways. He's still working on them, sneaking up on them from new angles, surprising them with strange orchestration and weird time signatures. That's what Ion does, slashing them to pieces on his editing block. The Mad Razor Man. That's why I had to read this, to come back and realize that's Ion. The Mad Razor Man, swamped by strings, strobed by speeded tape, they have become archetypal units of their own. Wasn't that Status Back Baby just them? They have been overloaded enough to make them strong as metal. They can withstand mid-50s rock treatments or a polyrhythmic breakdown and still come through. Now, we definitely did this. Zappa is the master of image overload. That's Frank's themes. Have become conglomerations of burger cruising in your father's car, hubcap stealing, panty raids, and the memories of what you were doing when you first heard Frank's version. Well, I was with this chick, and we have heard all the stages, the sketches, the trial runs, the dress rehearsals. Now when we hear the variations of Dog Breath and Uncle Meat, it's possible to say, that used to be over there, and what's happened to? See, there's where I get mixed up. Okay. From page 3, trying to find what's from page 3. Okay, this part is new. He says,
that's what you think.
Yeah. The new drummer is Ainsley Dunbar, late of Ainsley Dunbar Retaliation. Then you go to here. He's very good. Very italicized. Ainsley's very good. Then it says, Roy Estrada, Jimmy Carr Black, Bunk Gardner, and R.D. Tripp are gone. And after two other groups, both worth comment, which I will do in a while, be patient, the mothers, what? And after two other groups, the mothers, oh, I guess this is the concert, and after two other groups, the mothers, and after two other groups, the mothers, okay. Oh, it means he's arriving. And after two other groups, the mothers, da-da! Zappa raps a little, as usual for him. And as usual, he put... I never read this part before, right, guys? Listen to this. Direct experience. Zappa raps a little, as usual for him, and as usual, he puts down the audience, and he says, no more fooling around on stage. They're just going to play music, and they do. Well, they fooled around a little, but not much. But mainly, really, the mothers are into music. Now, see, this is where teenage music is a multimedia environment, not just music. Frank was old-fashioned. He was actually into music and not into the hand signals of group fashion styling. Get it? Get it? It's blinding insight? No. Yeah. Don't get it.
I'm tired of fooling around. I want
you blinded
music.
My. You blinded my ears.
No more fooling around. Yeah, no more fooling around. Bob is strictly into his mouth. But mainly, the mothers are into music, which is, I don't know, a good... The guy goes, which is, I don't know, a good or a bad thing. You don't know. Is music great? You're not sure whether it's good or not. It says Zappa is some kind of genius. And the mothers, and I read this, is under the picture, first impressions are to the contrary, are one of the tightest, most disciplined, most capable groups of musicians going. They're not exactly for the masses, you have to admit that. The Fillmore wasn't sold out when I was there. And that is a rarity. The Fillmore wasn't sold out when I was there. And that is a rarity. But every mother of invention is a talented, trained, together musician. And they are worth hearing, always. On the other hand, they kid around nicely, too. Like the night a mother, was it that Indian, filled a smoked whitefish with whipped cream. Or when Motorhead does the bug. But right now, just music. I remember the first time I ever heard the mothers. Our house was just getting into a lot of rock. We've been into the Beatles, naturally, since A Hard Day's Night, I guess, 1964. But we were a little slow in broadening our taste. The Stones, okay, and one or two other groups. But, so I'm sitting there doing something else, and Pat had put on a couple of new records she'd bought. And I wasn't paying too much attention. And suddenly I'm roused from an alcoholic fugue, this was years ago, by what I hear, and I, by what I hear, he's roused from an alcoholic fugue by what I hear, and I say, quote, what the hell is that garbage you're playing? And will you get it off the turntable immediately? Unquote. And she did. This was before Women's Lib, too. And told me it was freakout. It was my fault. I didn't understand what the mothers were doing. It just sounded like a lot of pimple cream music to me, which I could do without, thank you. There's a lot of 50s rock and roll going down these days. What are you laughing at, Bert?
Pimple cream music.
Own up, Bert. Ah, yes. This is nice, pimple. Though. We have all that abstract tonal talk, and now we're this guy talking about pimples. There's a lot of 50s rock and roll going down these days, and I think it falls into three categories. A group like Shanana does Teen Angel with a kind of dedicated literalness that's kind of fun, and nostalgic, if you remember the 50s. But it's basically a pretty thin joke, and I have a feeling that if they don't find something new to do, they're going to find themselves turning back into the Columbia University Glee Club again. That's Shanana doing Teen Angel. Guys like Chuck Berry, Jerry Lee Lewis, they do 50s rock because they were 50s rock. And the difference between Shanana and Berry or Lewis is the whole difference between a latter-day recreation and the thing being copied. There's your porno theme. They, Lewis and Berry, are the real authentic accept-no-substitutes thing, which is fun too. But when the mothers do 50s rock, original material, perfect pastiche, which is a tough art form. It's something different from either. Now, it's getting into something here, right? It's comment. It's comment. It's a living picture of the 50s in this country. It's Ruben Sano's 1953 Nash, painted with 4 gallons of gray primer. Dick Nixon was vice president of the United States. Martin Luther King was an obscure Baptist minister. And any day now, we were going to unleash Chiang Kai-shek. And any day now, we were going to unleash Chiang Kai-shek. Yeah, he goes, yeah. But see, the mothers do so many things besides 50s rock and roll. You have to listen to the words, for one thing, which is not always the easiest thing to do successfully. Better get their records and familiarize yourself. Mother's music is complex, well worth hearing many times. Then when you see them in concert, you'll know what's coming off. That's pretty good, eh? Getting a private experience uttered corporately here.
Yeah.
One thing about the revived mothers. For the first couple of numbers, what, Bert? Bert, you saying something?
This is a different article. This is not the Still the Miles article, is it?
Right. No, it's the other guy's, Dick Lupoff's article, who starts off right beside Miles. One thing about the revived mothers, for the first couple of numbers, I had the feeling that they were too tight. I've never seen that before. After their layoff and with the personnel changes, it was almost like a new band, and everybody's working very hard to make sure that they hit all the right notes and didn't miss any signals, and it was okay. They did hit the right notes, and they didn't miss the signals. At least that I could tell, but they weren't really into what was happening. They were too busy with their instruments. They're always complaining about Frank. After a while, that pretty much went away, and after a few more gigs, I'm sure it will go away completely. The music was a mother's retrospective, all the way from Freak Out to Uncle Meat to Burnt Winnie Sammy's. I think some of their stuff was trivial, though amusing. Call Any Vegetable, for example. Most of it was not trivial. It was excellent music, though certainly intellectual. That would be Haldy in Berlin and Igor's Boogie. And that may be why the mothers are a special taste. So much of rock and roll is strictly visceral. The tempos, the emphatic rhythm, the huge volume. Or purely sensual, the acid groups. Which is not to put them down either, but music that you have to listen to with your intellect. Not everybody's capable of that, and not everybody wants to, even if they are able. And on top of that, there's the cynicism that pervades much of the mother's music, and certainly Zappa's own attitude. There's so often that little thread of mockery woven through their numbers. I don't mean the open kidding of Room in the Jets, I mean the laughing behind the hand of Hot Rats and other Zappa productions. The mothers hold their audiences at arm's length, not by being mechanical and uninvolved like Creedence Clearwater Revival, but by always keeping something back, some mental reservation, as they say in the Army induction oath. If you said Frank Zappa, I love you, Frank Zappa, I love you, he'd probably say back, what's the matter, you queer? They're always ready to hand you that white fish full of whipped cream if you try to open it up too much, get too close. But Christ, Frank Zappa, I sure do admire you. I like your band, I enjoy your music, and I think I understand most of it. That's how the article ends. Are you with me, folks?
Yes.
What happened? You all get knocked off again?
Hey, I'm noting that you just mentioned CCR, and Brian posted the CCR song request on the chat earlier.
Oh, okay. Brian knows about them or something, or he's talking about Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Yeah, he said play I Put a Spell on You by CCR earlier, and you just mentioned that in the article.
CCR,
Creedence Clearwater Revival.
I don't have that one. I didn't mention that. Did I mention that in this article?
You just did.
Wow, what did it say? I don't see it here. You're hallucinating, buddy.
I don't remember.
It's one of the last few things you just said in the last 10 seconds or so.
Yeah. Did Roxy say she remembered it?
No.
No, she doesn't. I don't remember either.
Okay. It's not in here, Bart. You're now going to other worlds.
Okay, well, if I can pick up an alternate broadcast, that's fun.
All right. Well, look, why don't we play some Zappa music? And then, Jesus, 519. Should I play a rewrite until JW gets here, or Ion. What do you think?
Sure.
We haven't finished that particular last rewrite. Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. You guys can go sleep it off for a while. Don't forget to wake yourself back up, though. Or no, you might be activated by listening to the rewrite. All right. Okay. What music? Come on. Tell me what you want to hear in the Zappa land. Something,
something off
heard.
Apostrophe?
I think, the Ensemble Moderne.
What was that?
the music of Zappa played by the Ensemble Moderne.
Let's see, I may have that. Ensemble Moderne.
Like a good orchestra playing Master Zappa.
Right. Master Zappa.
To say goodbye.
What's it called on
song? To Roxy.
E-N-S-E-M.
Ensemble Moderne.
What about Roxy?
Yes, that is, this is my goodbye to all of you.
It's not goodbye forever, is it, Roxy?
For everything. I hope it is. thank you for everything. Nice to meet you.
I put you, you're in my mashups. You will live on.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, we know where to find you.
That.
What's that, Bob?
Still going to be making videos, Rock, then?
No. No, because I don't want
to be making videos.
That people, no, I don't want to do any more thing because, I don't like this feeling I have. People thinking I'm doing this for something, and I just don't like the feeling. So I prefer to do my thing privately, quietly. And
well,
I think I'll be happier.
There's a reason that I'm sure you were called forth to engage the way you did, the way you are. But yeah, people do have a tendency to flow in and out.
Well,
but I know.
I've been into this all my life, so it's not, I don't think, like Ion said, some people are predestined, and I cannot stop, but I don't want to be here anymore.
Ion said some people are what?
You don't want what? What's the last word?
Predestined.
What's that last
to ascend.
Predestined.
That I don't like to be here anymore. So I would like to talk one last time with Ion and say thanks, say goodbye. Maybe he can tell me how can I go on exploring wherever.
Well, I would say my experience since I've been here from the beginning has my own involvement has sort of shifted and evolved. So it all kind of moves in and out, I guess. So it's unique to everybody how they perceive this and how they get involved. So there isn't anything that there isn't any set way to approach this, I guess. So but it's been nice engaging with you.
Yeah. That's all, folks.
Okay, well, what music? I don't think Ion is back.
No, I say the iron is back. I was just assisting in the meantime. But, I prefer to go private to my thing. Hello.
Well, the I don't think we have Ensemble Moderne here. It might be somewhere in the other section. Let's see. They go up to the index.
Maybe Ion changed you so much, Roxy, that you've just moved into this different vibration.
Well, what was the thing you said? I'm tired of nonsense. I prefer to do my thing.
You definitely got to engage Ion for many hours. I think that's awesome. I'm sure that won't end. Or do you intend to stop engaging Ion this way?
Well, I don't want to call in anymore. I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
I hope I can have some contact with Ion somehow, in some other way.
Ginny said that she had noticed a big sort of shift within the last few months, and I've noticed it too. So,
yes, because I was already trying to leave before. I didn't like the vibe, the conversations, the type of engagement, the cabal shit, really, many things. Elisa bugging me all the time, telling me to shut up, and then she comes and takes my threats, and I find that so low. And I had agreed with Bob that if I'm going to be here, she's not there. And
yeah.
He doesn't respect that and other things. So I prefer not to be here.
I understand. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
we have here Zappa and the Ensemble Moderne, the Yellow Shark. Did find something. So when you're ready to hear it, we can play it.
Anytime.
I'm ready.
Okay.